number of questions, so I'm representing both of us with the assistance and cooperation of the House. Minister, for 3 weeks, the Finance Committee and the Housing Committee probed the enhanced effective concrete block scheme. And it is very, very clear the gaping holes in the scheme, both in terms of accessibility for applicants and in terms of the science that underpins it. So what's the government's response to make changes?
I propose Laskin Court to take PQs 63 and 66 together. As the Deputy is aware, Minister O'Brien commenced the remediation of dwellings damaged by the use of defective concrete blocks Act 2022 on the 22nd of June 2023, which contains the enhanced grant scheme and adopted and related regulations on the 29th of June 2023. The enhanced grant scheme was legislated for following extensive consultation with all relevant stakeholders. At the time the scheme was launched, Minister O'Brien established an implementation steering group comprised of officials from the relevant local authorities, our department, the housing agency and the homeowners liaison officer. We have met several times over the last number of months and will keep the operation of the regulations and guidelines under review. In addition, a subgroup of this group met in January and April of this year, focusing on the financial aspects of the scheme. And following these meetings, our department has issued updated guidance to local authorities that will enable eligible applicants have the earlier access to grant funding for certain eligible works. It should be noted that arising from the government decision of the 30th of November 2021 in respect of the enhanced effective concrete blocks grant scheme, the National Standards Authority of Ireland was tasked with delivering a programme of work to address a number of technical items. The NSAI is Ireland's official standards body and is an autonomous body under the aegis of the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment. I understand they are working on drafting an interim guidance that will take the form of an amendment to IS 465 to enhance the sampling and testing protocols within the standard, taking account of all available findings to date, including the initial research output relating to internal sulphate attack. The NSAI have confirmed the amendment will serve as a step forward in the review and development of process of IS 465, noting the full evaluation of IS 465 continues to be reliant on the delivery of the final outputs of key research projects. Following the publication of any revised standard published by the NSAI, the Act mandates that the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage shall commence the review of the operation of the Act within 3 months of the completion of the review of the standard. The Act also allows the grant rates and overall grant scheme cap to be reviewed on an annual basis, and this will, if deemed appropriate, be considered in due course. Our department recently received an updated cost report from the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland and will inform this ongoing process. Furthermore, Section 51 of the Act mandates a review of the operation of the Act will take place within 3 years of the Act's commencement, i.e. before July 2026.
Minister, I don't know if you got a chance to review the transcript of the committee meetings, but if you did, you would be disturbed at what emerged. It's very clear, and Engineers Ireland's testimony was really worrying, that IS 465, which is the standard that underpins a multi-billion redress scheme, the biggest redress scheme in the history of the state, is not fit for purpose. You have a situation where engineers are making recommendations on behalf of homeowners. These are engineers trained in the standard, affiliated to Engineers Ireland, who have been then overruled by engineers in the housing agency as to what to do to remediate homes. So, literally, the scheme is based on a desktop study. It's not based on actual peer research science. That science is emerging, and mica is not the cause, but pyrrhotite, internal sulphate attack. That means a very different remediation approach, and it's just taking too long for government to respond to that reality, and homeowners have no confidence.
And again, just in relation to the NSAI review of IS 465, the work ongoing has been, as I said, it is autonomous in its work. An interagency DCB technical matters steering group was established and to inform the guide the NSAI review of a number of relevant standards, including IS 465, and the impact of, if any, on foundations and the effect, if any, of full cavity fill insulation on homes susceptible to defective block work. An interagency DCB technical matters steering group has been established to inform and guide the NSAI review of a number of relevant standards, including SIS 465 and the impact of any on foundations and the effect, if any, on fill cavity inflations on homes susceptible to defective concrete block work. So again, this work has been detailed and has been by the NSAI has been very strong in its focus, and I think it is, as I said, the NSAI is Ireland's official standards body and an autonomous body under the aegis of Minister for Trade and Enterprise.
And Minister, the other huge issue is that this scheme is a grant scheme. Again, it's the second time it's a grant scheme, not a redress scheme like what happened for the victims of Pyrite, over 3,000 families in Dublin and North Leinster. In the committees, it was clear, when you look at the attendance at public meetings in Donegal and Mayo, I think it was over 2,000 in Donegal in total, about 500 to 600 in Mayo, this scheme is not accessible to most families. I'm hearing quotes of between 60 to 120, 130,000 of a gap. Now, how do you find that type of finance when you're in your late 50s, your 60s and 70s, as a very large percentage of these families are? So this scheme cannot work for people. You know, they could be living in houses literally falling apart, but they can't access the scheme. So if you can access money, if you can access tens of thousands of euro, this scheme can work for you. But if you can't, now that's desperately cruel, Minister, and that evidence is overwhelming now. So on two scores, the science is based on desktop, nobody believes in it, and it cannot be accessed by most families. Surely now you need to radically review. We argue it's a 100% redress scheme that's required, not a grant scheme.
Minister, to conclude.
Again, there is rigour and detailed scientific analysis attached to the process adopted by the NSAI. As I stated in my opening statement, the review mechanism is in place with a year of the Act, and that process is ongoing. And then there is also a process for a 3-year review. You're correct, Deputy, that it is a grant scheme, but it is very much an enhanced grant scheme. Very much from the previous 2020 grant scheme, with 100% grant subject to overall maximum 420,000. That's what it is. And again, a revised application process which removes the financial barrier to scheme entry. All of these are in place. Provision for alternative accommodation costs. The government guarantee has been provided in regard to remediation works, other than the full demolition and rebuild through eligibility for a second grant if required for a period up to 40 years. So it very much is a very strong scheme, and as I said, the review mechanism is in place there.
Deputy Gold, your substitution I can't allow, but because there's nobody here, I'm going to let you have one of those questions.
Yeah, I'll take the one in relation to travel accommodation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You won't get your full time.
Yes.